Hello, shareholders and investors. Welcome to Banco Bradesco's first quarter 2025 earnings podcast with Andre Carvalho, Investor Relations Officer.
Hello and welcome all to our 2025 first quarter podcast. We begin with three key messages. First, our profitability continues to improve, and we expect further improvement going forward, step by step. Second, our risk appetite remains moderate. Our focus is on the risk-adjusted return of deals. Third, our annual guidance remains unchanged. Let's look at the 2025 first quarter performance. The net income was 5.9 billion reais, up 8.6% compared to the previous quarter, and 39.3% year-on-year. Our ROE reached 14.4%. Highlights the operating income, which reached 7.5 billion reais in the quarter, up 8.2% compared to the previous quarter and 51.5% year-on-year. Total revenues continue to evolve, with a positive contribution from the three components, NII, fees, and insurance. The NII reached 17.2 billion reais in the quarter. The NII net of provisions was 9.6 billion reais. Its breakdown revealed a greater contribution from the client NII, which came in at 16.8 billion reais, up 3.8% compared to the previous quarter and 15.5% year-on-year, driven by the increase in the loan portfolio and the average spread with clients, which went from 8.4% in the previous quarter to 8.6%. The market NII was 462 million reais, down from the previous quarter, but still holding positive ground due to the effective protection of our ALM results in an environment of increasing Selic rate. The expanded loan portfolio exceeded the 1 trillion reais mark, rising 2.4% in the quarter and 12.9% year-on-year. The share of secured credit lines has increased. Our risk appetite remains moderate, while we are still making good deals. In the first quarter, the demand for credit remained good for individuals and SMEs, contrasting with the weaker demand from larger companies, which were largely financed through capital markets. In addition, the BRL appreciation reduced a foreign currency portfolio concentrated in larger companies. With the acquisition of 50% of John Deere Bank, we incorporated 17.3 billion reais into our loan portfolio in the first quarter of 2025. The over 90-day NPL was 4.1% in the quarter, increasing slightly due to a specific case in the large companies. The over 90-day NPL for individuals remained stable, and for the SMEs continued to fall. The cost of risk was stable. We highlight a decrease in our restructured portfolio by 3.2 billion reais compared to the previous quarter and 7.2 billion reais year-on-year. Fees expanded by 10.2% year-on-year or 3.8% if we exclude the increased stake in Cielo. Insurance had a sound beginning of the year, despite the negative seasonal effect. Income from insurance operations amounted to 5.3 billion reais, up almost 33% year-on-year. Net income reached 2.4 billion reais, resulting in an ROE of 22.4% in the quarter, compared with 19.8% a year earlier. The financial result came in as expected, and the operational improvement continued, driven by the reduction in claims, particularly in healthcare. Operating expenses rose 12.3% year-on-year, in line with our expectation. Excluding Cielo and Elopar, expenses would have increased by 8.8% year-on-year instead. Personnel and administrative expenses continue to evolve at a slower pace than inflation, underlying the strong cost control measures currently in place within the organization. The Tier 1 capital ratio reached 13% in March, compared with 12.8% on January 1, 2025, that we had previously anticipated in the last announcement. On the same comparison base, the core capital ratio increased from 10.9% to 11.1%. We allocated 3.3 billion reais in interest on capital to shareholders in the first quarter of 2025. Our guidance for 2025 remains unchanged. Revenues growth will be the primary reason for improving our profitability this year. It will be a step-by-step, gradual and steady process. In terms of the transformation plan, it's progressing as anticipated and is on track with what was planned. Some benefits have already been reflected into our first quarter performance. We have made great progress towards changing the way we serve clients. We closed 222 points of sales, opened another platform dedicated to agribusiness, and reached around 50,000 clients in the new principal segment. We have launched cash management initiatives. In terms of personnel, the Cultural Evolution Program has taken off and is being implemented. The transformation plan will continue to be executed at an accelerated pace. Highlight to major investments in technology and the launch of new value proposition for the mass market, including a renewed platform and app and greater availability of solutions through self-service and remote channels. Our transformation plan keeps clients at the center of our decisions. You can find complete information about the results on our IR website, and our staff is available to answer questions. Thanks for listening.